This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 882. Do you fancy learning a new word?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, our listener asks us how to use the word fancy. There are a bunch of ways, and we'll break it down today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Michelle, what are you up to?
Hey, Lindsay, recording with you. Having a great day. How about you?
Oh, not too much. Just recording with you.
That's right. We're doing it.
That's what we're doing. Working on our recording here. Michelle, I have a question for you.
What's that?
Well, because you live in New York, it's a fancy city. Do you like to get dressed up really fancy sometimes, maybe for New Year's Eve or something?
My friends, two years ago, we had a pajama party for New Year's Eve because we're so cool.
That's so cool.
I do like to get dressed up, though. What about you?
I don't really like it. I mean, sometimes like when I do get dressed up, I feel good, especially if I have something that I feel like I look nice in. I feel good, but I wouldn't tend to like want to do it. I'd rather just wear jeans and a t-shirt, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I would too, but I think in my daily life, but if there's a fancy event, like I definitely don't walk around. I'm not like someone who wears fancy clothes all the time, but if there's an event for something, I'm like, oh, this is a fun little change. So that's, why not?
Have you ever had a situation where you show up at an event and you were supposed to be dressed up, but you didn't know it and you showed up in jeans?
I feel like that's happened to me because I think about it a lot.
Maybe it's happened to you in your nightmares.
Yeah, maybe I've had a dream about it for sure. What about you? Anything like that?
It happened to me this year.
Really?
It was so bad. I won't even tell the story because it's so embarrassing. Yeah, it's so embarrassing. I felt so bad. But in the end, like half the people also had made the same mistake because it wasn't totally clear of what was actually going on. So I'm not going to say anything more because I'm kind of ashamed.
But I did show up
to something in jeans and people were in like fancy clothes. Like half the group was in fancy clothes and half the group was in jeans. So it was a little bit strange.
Oh, you weren't the only one.
At least I wasn't the only one. Yeah. But when I first got there, I pulled up and we looked around and we saw people in like tuxes. We were like, oh my gosh, we have to go. We have to go. We have to change. So,
oh my gosh. Oh.
Anyways, yeah, I won't talk about that anymore. Anyways, fancy. Yeah. So you like to dress up once in a while. And yeah, me too. I mean, sometimes I feel good when I dress up. But like I said, I like jeans and a t-shirt. Michelle, what are we talking about today?
fancy. The word fancy.
The word fancy. Yeah, this is a great question because, you know, depending on what kind of English you're learning, this might mean a few different things, right? So this is a question from Priska, who is one of our longtime listeners. She's a student in our Bridge to Connection Method course, and she's great. So she sent in a really good question for us. Michelle, would you read the question? Actually, before we do that, Michelle, what should we ask our listeners to go ahead and do?
Oh, guys, you need to hit subscribe to the show so that you can get our updates four times a week.
Yeah, exactly. And you can also get the 7 Secrets to Connection in English. It's the first free lesson of that course. We'll invite you into the Bridge to Connection Method course, which is the one that Priska is in. And it just tells you what the 7 things are that you can do to build connection. And you get that for free. So go to allearsenglish.com/secrets. Okay. So Michelle, what was Priska's question?
All right, here it is. Have you ever done a podcast about how to use the word fancy? I didn't find anything on your website. I ask you this question because this word seems to have different meanings. I've seen it in different contexts, such as fancy a chat, or you can call me blah, 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 or something fancy as an adjective. Okay. Finally, I would like to thank you again for your great job. Your common sense, your good advice, and your positive energy are remarkable. Take care, everyone. Priska. Thank you, Priska.
Great question and great comment. Thank you, Priska. Love this question. We haven't done an episode on fancy yet, Michelle.
We haven't.
It's a good one. I mean, this is very common for sure. And we're going to give you guys confidence on how to use it. Today. So what would be, all right, let's start from the start, right? We're going to give you guys 3 different ways that it's used in different parts of speech and also depending on where you're from. So the first example, Michelle, what is it? Let's go into it because you lived in England, right?
Yes.
You did.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Yeah, you can speak with authority on this. I mean, I've only been to London a couple of times myself, but you lived there for a while. So tell us about this.
Yeah, so fancy can be in like to like something, right? Or would you like to do something? So if, like I think Priska, you said fancy a chat, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like fancy a coffee or something like that. I'm not sure. I mean, it's been a while since I've lived there. I'm not sure if people still use it all that much, but yeah, for sure, like would you like something, right?
Yeah.
Or or if you say she fancies that guy, so, yeah, exactly. Like, she likes him. Like, she, yeah. So,
yeah.
That sounds like very British English to me, but what do you think we say this in American English, Lindsay?
I really don't. This idea of using this as a verb.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Right.
Like, never.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So, but I do, you know, we do interview British people on this show sometimes and, you know, I'll chat with them at the beginning and they would, yeah, they might say this. But yeah, for sure. This is really an England versus US thing. I don't know about Australia because I know they, you know, sometimes they echo British English in Australia. I'm not sure about Australia, but how would we say that if we wanted, instead of saying fancy a chat, what would we say instead, Michelle?
We'd say like, do you want to chat?
Yeah, do you like the idea of chatting? Maybe. Although that's kind of...
That's a weird sentence.
That's a roundabout way to invite
someone. Do you like the idea of chatting?
I don't... Maybe take that off. Delete that recommendation. And then there's another would be like something
Are you
like,
in the mood for a chat?
Yeah.
I still feel like we wouldn't say like for a chat. I don't know. We could say, and are you in the mood for something?
What about feel like chatting?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Okay. So the point is... Fancy in that sense, which is very different from what the other ones we're going to show you guys now, is not used in the US. It is used in England. That's all we can say because we can't really speak with too much authority. We're not British, so we're not going to try to teach you British English, okay?
Right.
All right. So the second way, completely different. What is it, Michelle? Guys, we just released our fancy new All Ears English app. When you use this app to listen to our podcast 4 days a week for free, you get exclusive video lessons that you can only find in the app. They're not available anywhere else. So if you're an iOS user, go to the App Store right now, type in All Ears English Listening in the search bar, download the app, rate it, and share it with someone cool. Your ratings are so important, guys, so that we can keep building the features that you want in this app. Enjoy the app, guys.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, is to something fancy, right? So that's used quite often, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if they use it this way in England. I guess they probably do, but I'm not totally sure.
Right. No? Right. I'm not sure either.
You know, using it really as an adjective, right? That's what it is. It's something fancy. Like, for example, what are some other, like, what does this mean? It's something upscale, right?
Right. Maybe it's expensive.
Yeah. Or it's a little bit more professional.
Right.
Right. Or it's worth paying more for. Like, I know you said you've said before you like fancy hotels. Right.
Oh, like I did. Just, I mean, well, I like them. I like them if they're I like fancy but cheap. If there is if there's an option, right? I would. It can't be too expensive.
Yeah, you told us that you like to stay in hotels.
Oh, right? I do love to stay in hotels. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, fancy. I mean, maybe your best option if you like that is more Airbnb, because sometimes like Airbnb can be fancy. Like people can really do a nice job preparing. I remember once we stayed at an Airbnb in Vermont in Stowe, and she had like her mother baked muffins for us, and she had like coffee samples. That was kind of fancy.
That's nice. That is fancy.
Yeah, well, Stowe is kind of a fancy town. A lot of New Yorkers actually vacation there, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's what fancy is in the American way that we use it, guys, as an adjective. And there's a third way that's less common, but I think we should tell our listeners about it.
All right, so the third way is a noun, right? So a feeling of like or attraction. So, like, does that strike your fancy?
Yeah, I like that. And I feel like Americans could use this too in kind of a funny, joking like way, and probably British people too. I'm not totally sure. I grabbed this example out of the dictionary. This does not mean that the law should change with every passing fancy. So again, it's as a noun with every passing what? Passing interest or?
Yeah, does that mean the? Yeah, I like interest, I think.
Every passing interest or like obsession, right, that's a stronger word, or like or affinity towards something, right? So an attraction for something. Again, do you use this maybe just like in a joking way?
Not too much. Not too much.
Right? Yeah. But then, so those are the three core ways, guys, is a verb, a noun, and an adjective, depending on where you're from. And then there are some really fun expressions where fancy might come in more often.
Yeah.
And what's the first one? What would you say? Like,
fancy. Yeah. Fancy. Yeah.
I'm imagining a situation where, let's say, like with your husband or your partner, like it's your anniversary and they surprise you by setting up a candlelit dinner on the rooftop of your building with candles and even like a butler or something to serve. And then so you go up and they surprise you and say, oh, uncover your eyes, and you say, whoa, fancy, right? It's cool. That would be a situation. We might say that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's a fun way.
Yeah. And then I love this one, fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
I love that. Do you ever use this one? I think this is so funny.
Maybe from time to time. It's a very, like, a very, very cutesy thing, guy. Very informal.
Yeah. So you would use this to direct it to someone if they are doing something kind of fancy, kind of upscale. It's just to kind of like tease them a little bit, right? Ooh,
fancy pants. Yeah.
Yeah. It might be to kind of like bring them down if they're on a high a little bit, right?
Right.
Not bring them down in a bad way, but just to kind of like tease them, like poke at them, but in a very playful, fun way, in a likable way. Yeah.
Exactly.
Fancy pants, right? Oh, like they hired a limousine and like, I don't know, you might say, oh, fancy pants. And then I like the last one too.
Right. The last one is nothing fancy.
Yeah, nothing fancy, right? Let's go out for dinner tonight. You know, what do you want? Ah, nothing fancy. Let's just get a burger and fries. Okay.
Right. Okay. I think that one's very common.
Yeah, very common. And I wonder if our listeners were able to catch what we did there. You didn't say nothing fancy. What did you say?
Nothing fancy.
Yeah, you dropped the G. Why?
Because it's like a little phrase and it's informal and we don't really say nothing fancy.
Exactly. So now let's jump into a role play here, Michelle, because we are two friends and we're taking a road trip.
All right.
Okay. Sounds and like we need to stop for the night, but we might have a debate about where we want to stay. So,
okay.
All right. So why don't you start?
Okay. Hey, so we've been driving since 8 a.m. Should we think about where to stop and get some rest?
Yeah, good idea. I'll check on Google Maps.
So what kind of place are you thinking of?
I mean, nothing fancy. Before you came out to meet me on this trip, I was camping, so something on the cheaper side.
Okay, well, I don't really want to stay at a motel, but it doesn't have to be crazy fancy.
Oh, here's one. It's an inn right in the center of Savannah. Cool.
Do they serve breakfast?
Yeah, it looks like they do a traditional southern breakfast with eggs, gravy, and biscuits, even mimosas.
Ooh, sounds upscale, but I guess we can splurge for tonight. Then tomorrow night we camp?
Okay.
All right. Fun.
All right. Cool. So we're visiting Savannah, Georgia, the deep South, right?
Nice.
There's so much to see in the South. It's such a cool place. So much history there too.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting. Okay. So Michelle, where did we use fancy here?
All right. So, first you said, I mean, nothing fancy, right? So I said, what kind of place are you thinking of? You said nothing fancy.
Exactly. I feel like almost these chunks would be more common than the other examples that we showed you guys, right? Nothing fancy. So learn the chunks. And then you said, okay, well, I don't really want to stay at a motel, but it doesn't have to be crazy fancy.
Right. Exactly. So it doesn't have to be like very, very fancy.
Yeah, exactly. And then we threw in a substitute word and we said, oh, sounds upscale.
Right.
Right there. So cool. All right. Is there a bonus today from this conversation, Michelle?
Maybe there's a bonus.
Would you share it?
I would love to. Yeah. So motel versus hotel versus inn or Airbnb. So where do we start, Lindsay?
Oh my God. So what's the difference between a motel and a hotel? In my mind, a motel is more along the side of the road. And it's like when you enter the room from outside. It's like all the rooms are just kind of facing the parking lot. It's usually cheaper. Sometimes it can be sketchy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not always, but sometimes. It's definitely cheaper and it's just less fancy, I guess. Right?
I would agree with that.
And then a hotel. Yeah. A hotel is usually set up how?
Things are usually inside, like in one building or something like that. And it's typically a little bit more expensive.
Exactly. So you go in, you have the lobby, and then you access your room through the hallways, right? It could be fancy places, right? The Marriott Hotel, right? Any fancy Marriott Marquis in Times Square, okay. Or something basic, like, I don't know, what's another brand name for a hotel? I don't know.
Hyatt.
Hyatt Hotel, sure. Yeah. Okay. Our listeners know that. Versus an inn. What is an inn? How is that different?
I guess an inn is more of like a house, like a smaller.
Yeah, I think it's more like a more intimate setting. Usually it's like a couple would own a big house and they turn the rooms into places that you can rent. Right. And often like breakfast is included. It's a nice breakfast. You know, usually there's a more of like a personal connection with the innkeeper. You'd find this in towns like Stowe, Vermont, like fancy towns, not fancy, vacation spots where you want something more personal than just a big hotel.
Right. True.
And then Airbnb. Have you tried Airbnb yet, Michelle? We've talked about
this. Yeah, we did an Airbnb once.
Okay. How'd that go for you?
Yeah, it was really nice. It was like, I mean, it was more like an inn, I think, than just like somebody's individual apartment, but it was technically Airbnb.
Yeah, sometimes inns will actually advertise on Airbnb. That happens too sometimes. So just to make sure that's clear, guys, sometimes our listeners might get confused between hotel, motel, inn, Airbnb. They're all different. Make sure you understand the difference before you sign up and pay with a credit card for a night, right? So what's the takeaway, Michelle? We're running out of time for today.
All right. The takeaway is that fancy can be used as a verb, adjective, or noun. depending on where you're from. So today mm-hmm. we focused on using it as an adjective because that's what we know best, right? So, but yeah. if you want to learn more, talk to a British English speaker to learn about it as a verb, right?
Yeah, definitely consult with a British English teacher or speaker. Just ask them how they use fancy as a verb. And don't be afraid to use what you've learned today. Try it out. That's the way we learn things, right, Michelle?
Exactly.
And where can our listeners go if they want to subscribe to the transcripts?
AllEarsEnglish.com/subscribe.
Yeah, that's the place to go, guys. Get on the list. You do save 50% off the full price of the transcripts when you sign up. Very cool deal. Okay. Awesome. Michelle, awesome. Thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Thank you. Yes, it has. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.